Good day. On Monday, we received confirmation for something we already knew was true. All the hard work and tough budget decisions we've made during the past 4 years are beginning to pay dividends. Standard & Poor's, one of the premier financial rating companies in the world, raised Maine's credit score. Just like an individual, states are judged on how creditworthy they are. And just like a person, everything from income to debt are part of the calculation. We've moved up, and that's great news. In its report, they specifically pointed to things that we're doing right in Maine. Our economic and financial position are improving. We've controlled budget growth. We've made great progress in rebuilding the state's reserves. And our state debt is low, and we pay it back quicker than most other states. The analyst responsible for giving Maine its grade summed it up nicely. Quote, "We expect that the state's prudent financial and debt management practices will continue to lead to positive financial operations in a long-term structural budget balanced," unquote. Now, it might not sound too exciting, but let me assure you it is. Terms like prudent management and positive financial operations, they don't fit neatly into newspaper headlines or 30-second sound bites. But it's music to my ears, and it should be to yours. And the song they sing tells Mainers that we're moving in the right direction. All the tough decisions that we've made during my first 4 years are beginning to work. 4 years ago, when I was elected governor, Maine faced a $1.2 billion budget gap. Our reserves were empty. Every year since then, I've balanced the budget, the gap has gotten smaller, and we've built up our reserves to more than $150 million from zero. Big change doesn't happen overnight, but it can happen, and it has. The new budget submitted for the next go-round will be about a tenth of where it was when I started back in 2003. And we did it while we added $700 million new dollars to fund K-12 education to the level that the people voted for, to 55%. It wasn't easy, but it was the right thing to do for the state. To continue Maine on the path to economic success, we must continue to make prudent and long-term budget decisions. Right now, the legislature continues to wrestle with how to balance the state's budget for the next 2 years. I've given them a plan that protects the values that Mainers hold dear while providing real reform in the administration of education and human services that account for 80% of our budget. Maine's Constitution requires the legislature to pass a balanced budget, but there's always a temptation to look for the easiest path. My budget doesn't rely on one-time money, smoke and mirrors, or tricks with numbers. It does add some new revenue by increasing the cigarette tax, but it couples it with administrative cuts to come up with the money necessary to fund education to 55%, and also requiring guaranteed property tax relief for that money that's going into education from the state side. But just as important as what my budget does for the next 2 years, it also institutes reforms that we want to carry forward into the future budget. We've got to change the way we're doing business. The structures that served us well for 50 years aren't working, and they're tying our hands, keeping us from taking full advantage of the opportunities in this 21st century global economy. We'll take our medicine today, and we're going to make the reforms we all know that we have to make. And at the end of the day, when the final tally is taken, Maine's economy will be healthier, and the prospects for our people will be brighter. If you've ever struggled to pay your bills, you know it's a lot easier to get into trouble than it is to get out. There's no magic wand or silver bullet. Progress comes at the end of a day of hard work. And that's where we are here in Maine. We stand firm. We put our shoulder against the grindstone and we push. And when it comes to this year's budget, I'm doing the same thing, planting my feet, putting my shoulder to the wheel, and pushing. And I'm not going to accept anything less than real progress. But I'm going to need your help. Prosperity is in sight. All that stands in the way is making the right choices, reforming schools, streamlining government, improving human services, and cutting out the budget tricks. Call your legislator and let them know we need to move Maine forward. Together, we can get there from here. Thank you very much.